It is Friday morning, Parshas Vayikra, Tov Shin Pei Dalet, and today we will conclude our discussion of the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, as to how we understand philosophically the reason for Karbonos, or what the Kavana of Karbonos are. So we're going to go now with the Ramban Shita. The Ramban says is that there's a Pnimius, there's an inner Kavana of all Karbonos. And the Ramban actually spells out that every part of the carbon corresponds to a different part of the human body in order to achieve a kapar for that part of the body that engaged in that aspect of an avera. So we read that together a couple of days ago in that Ramban. And the Ramban happened to mention in one of his kashas on the Rambam, where the Rambam says that the karbanos are actually to keep us, to steer us clear from Avodah Zorah. One of the questions was Kayin and Hevel, because Kayin and Hevel brought karbanos, but there was no Avodah Zorah at that time. Right? That's one of the questions. So now that the Ramban mentions Kayin and Hevel, I'd like to go into Kayin and Hevel just a little bit, not to answer the Ramban's kasha, but actually to learn or to understand the Kayin and Hevel episode in light of the Ramban. The Ramban writes, well, first of all, we'll start with the pasuk Vahi Miketz Hayomim. It says back in Breishis that it was after a number of days, and Kayin brought Mipri ha'adama, from the fruit of the land, a mincha l'Hashem, a carbon to Hashem, and Hevel hevi gamu, he also brought mibuchoris sonim v'chelbeyam, from the fat sheep, from the choice sheep. In other words, it says that, it says a chazal, that Kayin, he brought from the inferior produce that he had, but Hevel brought from the choice sheep. So that's one difference, is that one brought inferior quality and one brought superior quality. Rashi actually cites this medrash, mipri ha'adama, from the fruit of the land, min ha'garua, from the weak, from the worst of the land. Now, the Ramban says, hey, vinu ha'noshim ha'ela, these people, Kayin and Hevel, they understood, sod gadol, a great secret, the great mystery, or I should say, the great mystical dimension, mehakarbonos v'hamenachas, and various sacrifices and flower offerings and gifts to Hashem. So you see that the Ramban is already kind of digging in, so to speak, to say that Kayin and Hevel, their kavana was to touch the deepest aspect of what a carbon is. They understood the sod gadol, the great sod of what carbonists are. So I'm the Sefer Shem Derech from Reb Simcha Zissel Brody, the late Reshiva of Chevron. So he wants to understand what actually is this machlokas between Kayin and Hevel, philosophically, that is, that Kayin feels that you bring weak stuff, you bring, you know the stuff at the market that's after everybody's, you know, have the chosen, picked out stuff, and Hevel goes and he brings his good stuff. So, incidentally, why did Kayin kill his brother? Why didn't he kill anybody else? Because he wasn't able. Okay. So anyway, the what's the difference between the Kayin and Hevel's approach? So Reb Simcha Zissel wants to say that if you think about what's happening in a carbon, right? The carbon is touching something very deep in the relationship that you have with Hashem. He calls it it's the panemius, it's the inner, it's the inner aspect, right, of avoda. It touches the panemius, it touches the innermost place in terms of creating that relationship. And that's what we're doing when we bring a carbon. Again, this is the Ramban follow his own reasoning, as we've been learning about the last few days. And he wants to say that if you understand that carbonos are to create that relationship, that when you make that offering, you're connecting with Hashem, it says it doesn't make a difference whether you're bringing great-looking fruits or poor-looking fruits. It doesn't. In fact, if you bring something nicer, it's almost as if you're saying that God needs something that looks nice, right? It's almost as if saying that God is impressed more with fruits that are nice. And he says that's not the case. Hashem needs nothing. There's nothing that we can give Hashem Hashem created the world. Everything is His. He can't be benefited in any way, right? There's nothing that is accomplished mitzad Hashem. Oh, now that I receive something, now you'll you'll be in my good graces. That's not what's happening over here. It's the act of bringing a korban is really the kavana, the intention behind it, the mood behind it, the emotion behind it, the connection behind it, and the karbanos themselves, the pre-hadam is only a vehicle. In terms of a vehicle, right, you are underplaying all of the inner aspects of the avoda if you place the emphasis on the external. External almost kind of redirects, the whole concept by saying, "Oh, you brought a nice gift." We're gonna have a Purim. We're gonna have Shalach Manas on Monday. So right now, so somebody that you want to impress more, or a friend that you want to really, show that you love them more. So you're gonna bring a nicer Shalach Manas. You're gonna bring right now. I'm already getting Shalach Manas delivered. Amazon is dropping by Shalach Manas that were sent from these gift shops on the east coast, basketeers and O'Nuts and all these people are already thinking, right? It's not enough. There's not enough good stuff in St. Louis. We got an order from Lakewood Basketeers, and they packaged it up so beautifully, and the packaging, of course, is nicer than the Shalach Manas itself. Everything is in the pot. It's boxed up. It's beautiful, right? Right. So the point is that's when you're dealing with the bus of a dumb, that you want to impress the person and so on and so forth. That would almost take away from the spirit of what you're trying to connect, how you try and connect spiritually. That's what Kayan felt. In other words, once you understand Karbanos the way the Ramban does, so he understands that don't go for the beautiful stuff. Just go for something symbolic. The main point is the spiritual connection that you're making with Hashem. He says, this is what Kayan understood. And you have to understand also that Kayan was a prophet, because the Torah says that Hashem spoke to Kayan before he killed Hevel. Don't feel bad. Why are you hanging your head low? If you do it right, I can accept your carbon, etc. And then after he killed Hevel, Hashem still speaks to Kayan. He's still a Navi. He's still a very exalted person. He's a murderer, but he's an exalted person. It's hard to kind of put the two together, but that's what he points out, because Hashem is saying to Kayan, "Ei Hevel Achicha, where is Hevel your brother? I hear his blood calling out from the ground." God doesn't speak to us in that way, right? Because he was a great person, but he made a terrible error, which is kind of a weak word when you talk about murder. Well, now today, with today's DAs, you could just say it's maybe it's a lack of judgment or something, but he's fine. The murderer. Anyway, this is what Kayan felt. Hevel, though, he says, no, while all of that is true, that a korban creates a spiritual attachment to Hashem, and Hashem does not need anything that's beautiful, Hashem doesn't need anything at all, but at the end of the day, right, it's true what the way I'm trying to reach Hashem is to connect with Hashem, so to speak, on His terms. But the way I express it, I'm at the end of the day, I'm a physical person. I'm a man of flesh and blood. So I have to start the process, right, as an expression, right, of my feelings. And you can only feel good about bringing an offering if you're doing it in a beautiful way, if you're going to bring from the choice sheep that you have. Again, it's not that he thinks that he's making Hashem happier by giving a nicer sheep. The thing is, if I'm going to engage in this service of the Rabbanu Shalom, so I'm not a malach, I'm not an angel, I'm a person, and people have to deal the way people deal, and the way a person gives a gift is when they bring something nice. So I have to be expressive in terms of my own set of chashivas of what's nice and what's what's not nice, and therefore I'm going to go for the thing that's nice. Not that they're essentially arguing in what a carbon does, but do you totally play down the external, or do you say, well, I can't negate the fact that I am a human being, and I have to at least come from my end of it the way a Basar Adam would come from his end if he wants to express his love and connection to another party. Okay, so this at least puts the context of Kain and Hevel into a very interesting space according to the way the Ramban is understanding. This comes from the Sefer, the Samderach. So that is, the Ramban mentioned Kain and Hevel, so I wanted to explain that This piece always interested me for many years since I've had this sefer. What I'd like to do now is share something, what I find to be extremely foundational. It's the role that the Akedah plays for Klal Yisrael. Hashem commands Abraham to offer up his beloved son Yitzchak. Yitzchak takes him up to the mountain, binds him to the altar, is about to shecht him, and in the last moment he gets the call, stop, right? And he does that, and then what happens is that he finds this isle, this ram, that's in the bushes and in the thicket, and he takes it and he shechts this isle. This is the story, and then the Malach calls out to Avram, and he says, because you did this thing and you did not withhold your son, and you will be blessed, and all these tremendous brachas that are showered upon Avram Avinu. This is the basis of our whole plea to Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. We mention the Akedah. We mention it every morning in davening too. Remember the Akedah. If you say Karbonis in the morning, we say, remember the Akedah that Avram was prepared to shecht his son Yitzchak, and so on and so forth. And just like Hashem, Avraham, he suppressed his compassion for his own son to do your will, so you, Hashem, should suppress your anger if you have it against us, and you should also find favor with us. Okay, that's... Now... So, Rav Huttner in his Sefer Pachet Yitzchak, he says, I want to explain something to dispel a common mistake. He says, the common mistake is that people say, oh, Avram was willing to shecht his son Yitzchak, and because he was willing to do that, he gets a tremendous merit, and we live with that merit. He says, that's not what's happening in the Akedah. He says, if that's what's happening in the Akedah, so all of these brachas that were bestowed on Avraham should have come before he took the ram, because he was about to shecht Yitzchak, he was told not to. So at that point, the Malach should have said, all these psukim that give him brachas for future generations and so on and so forth, they should have been said right then. That's when he passed the test. And then, almost as an afterthought, if you will, then he finds this ram and he shechts the ram. It seems that the shechting of the ram is very part and parcel of the whole Akedah experience. He says as follows, we learned the Ramban together the other day, where the Ramban, as I started this morning, goes through how every ritual of the Korban corresponds to an aspect of what we did in the Avera, that, you know, our thoughts and our minds were involved in Avera, and so, you know, the center of thoughts and mind, the heart and the kidney, they're offered up, and our blood is our life source, the blood of the animals offered up is as if it should have been our blood, it should have been our hands and feet that are burnt on the Mizbeach, and so on and so forth. So the Ramban says it really should have happened to us because of our Averas, but Hashem is compassionate, and He gives us a substitute, and that substitute is an animal. So Rav Huttner says, in his way, he says, you mean a little sheep is the substitute for a person? What's really happening here? So he says we have to when did that occur? How did that happen that Hashem considers a sheep, an animal, instead of the person? That happened here at the Akedah, and he's going to explain. You know, it says that the ashes of Yitzchak are piled up in front of Hashem. Hashem sees those ashes. That's what it says. Hashem doesn't have to remember the merit of Yitzchak. Hashem sees the ashes of Yitzchak. The ashes of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was spared. It's the ashes of the ram. It means like this. He says, it's not the understanding that Avraham was prepared to do this, so he gets credit for his willingness to do it. He says, if that's the way we understand it, then if he would have gone ahead and actually, let's say Hashem would not have stopped him at the end of the day, and he would have gone through with it. So then we would consider that that's even greater than wanting to do it. In other words, willing to do it, but being stopped at the last second, as tremendous as that is, pales in comparison to the fact that he actually did it. So Rav Huttner says, that might be the case in terms of his own reward. And maybe if he would have shechted Yitzchak, maybe his Olam Haba would be bigger. He writes, but that's Avraham Avinu's Olam Haba is not our business. How he's rewarded in heaven, that's his business. What we take away from the Akedah is what it did for us. He says as follows. He says what the Akedah is that Avraham Avinu's willingness to shech Yitzhak, he doesn't get reward for the will. He doesn't get reward for wanting to do it. It's considered that he did it. Not it's considered as if he did it. It's considered that he did it. And that's why we have the source of the Akedah, that we have a way of doing it as well. In other words, whenever we are guilty of sins that really require ourselves to be given over to Hashem, it's considered we do give over ourselves to Hashem when we shech the tzon, when we shech the sheep. In other words, if it was only that Avram was willing to shech Yitzchak, how do I know that when I bring a korban that I'm willing to shech myself? But what happened in the Akedah was a very unbelievable thing, that Avram was willing to shech Yitzchak. He was told stop, and then when he found the aisle, that's still part of the Akedah. The aisle is not an afterthought. The aisle is part of the Akedah. What the aisle is doing is it's concretizing, it's taking the will to shech Yitzchak, and it's actually shechting Yitzchak, but not Yitzchak in the biological sense. It's the aisle that's, so to speak, in the guise of, and that might not be a great word, Yitzchak that represents, the aisle that represents Yitzchak. So Hashem is considering it not as if he shech Yitzchak. Hashem considered, he did shech Yitzchak. He did shech Yitzchak. I'm not even speaking about the medrash that says that Yitzchak actually died and came back to life. I'm not even going that far. I'm just saying that the Ribbono Shel Olam is considering the whole package of the Akedahs is a package of his kavana to do it, as lofty as it is. He's not getting reward for his kavana. He's not getting reward. Oh, you were prepared to do that. We know that Gemara says if a person was prepared to do a mitzvah and something happened, he was prevented from doing so the last minute, right? He gets reward as if he did the mitzvah. If he was prevented from doing some, you know, as a victim circumstance, it's not what's happening here. It's not that he's getting the reward for shechting Yitzchak because he's prepared to shech Yitzchak. Hashem views the shechting of the aisle as the shechting of Yitzchak himself. And that's why only after the aisle is shechted, that's why Ayanasi said, once you did this, right? So that's when you're going to be all zocha for the brachas, and your seed will flourish, and so on and so forth. And that's why the bringing of a korban, that's the whole underpinning of what korbanos do in terms of when it comes to atone for an avera. That the Ramban's whole arichas, when he says that everything that's done to the animals as if it's done to us, but like, am I willing to shech myself for Hashem? Hashem's not looking at my kavanah. Of course, when we bring a korban, we should think that, right? But the idea is Hashem views the shechting of the korban as the shechting of myself on that level, because that's exactly what Avraham Avinu accomplished. So again, let's just say this one more time. It's not that he was prepared to shech Yitzchak and Hashem said, stop, you passed the test. Now it's an afterthought. He just took it out on an aisle. The aisle was that which concretized the whole Akedah and made the Akedah what it is for future generations. If not for the Akedah, Avram would have been rewarded for his intentions, right? And if he would have killed Yitzhak, maybe he would have gotten more reward. That doesn't concern me. But what's happening for future generations, the shechting of the aisle, Hashem considers that because of the level that Avram reached in his willingness to shech Yitzchak, Hashem considers the shechting of the aisle as the shechting of Yitzchak, and that's why it's considered the ashes of Yitzchak appear before Hashem. Hashem sees in those ashes the ashes of Yitzchak, and that's what we have. That's what we have to our credit, that we have the ability to exactly do, not just to have the kavana, but the actions that we do. Now, we don't have karbanas, of course, today. So when we say, let's just say this, what the Gemara says, we don't have karbanas nowadays. But when we recite the parsha of the karbanas, when we read the Torah of the karbanas, when we recite the parsha, it's considered as if we brought, it's a substitute, because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We've been living with substitutes over the last 1950 years. We should be zocha that those substitutes should end very early. We should have we should merit with our own eyes to see the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu. We are not meeting on Monday morning, the day after Purim. We will not be meeting for a variety of reasons.